Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. Busy week this weekend.
Pissed off.
Pissed off, I see.
Gun for Hire does a lot of charitable stuff.
Yeah.
I extend myself a week ago. 10 instructors, 10 guns, ammunition. I host 20 scouts. I charge next to nothing.
Right.
Losing money on every student, but it's a good thing, right? I'm trying to get into heaven.
I think that's... Door is closed.
The kids have a blast. No handguns. 22LR rifles, 22LR ARs, 410 shotguns, one-on-one supervision, all certified NRA instructors, right. Scoutmasters there, parents there and everything. They had a great time. They walked out. They loved it. Next day, Scoutmaster calls me up. One kid who wasn't there, obviously mm-hmm. there's a reason why he wasn't there, that kid's father saw the pictures. And one of the pictures of the 22 AR, which is pinned for 15 rounds for Jersey Legal, is a 30-round mag that's pinned for 15.
Right.
The father wrote a letter and called the scouts and the police that I had high-capacity magazines the presence of their kids,
serious.
Creating an unsafe environment.
Oh, come on.
To whoever called, F you.
Are
okay?
You serious?
I got a phone call from the big scout master in charge. Spoke with him in 10 minutes on the phone. I'm like, listen, buddy, I've been doing this for 30 years. I don't need to be a criminal. Everything we own here is legitimate, and I welcome any police department to come and visit me. Tell them to call or
They're
stop by any
here.
Time.
They're already there. You've got more cops
exactly.
than
you. Exactly.
Oh,
but you
serious?
Talk about this phobia.
Unbelievable.
Okay?
Unbelievable.
The kid wasn't even
ignorant.
The kid wasn't even there. The kid's father saw it. This imagine
oh, and
this,
he's an expert yeah, now. Yeah. He
Could
knows
you,
all
you
this.
You imagine a sissy kid that he's raising,
yeah,
the little panty waist
right.
bastard, him
exactly.
and his father, who was probably picked on in school, and this is his way, can't just mind his own business in his gun phobia environment
call you
we live in.
And say, geez, I'm concerned.
Oh, I would have met him somewhere. I know this place, my friend has a quarry. I would have met him at the quarry at night. We
and
could
only
have
one
met.
Of you coming back?
Yeah, we could have met at the quarry, and I would have talked to him.
Unbelievable!
The scoutmaster who went out of his way to plan this. I had to send him proof of my insurance. I sent him copies of all my instructor's credentials.
So there goes any future shoots for the scouts,
for them,
right?
For them, because of this one father that ruined it. And he didn't even send his kid because he saw they have banana clips, high-capacity banana clips.
It's a 22, you
okay?
moron.
Okay? It's a 22. Son of a bitches.
Unbelievable. That's Jersey. Here we go.
Now,
this is the whole problem with this state.
I'm ready to extend the olive branch to our governor because I'm hoping that I'm hoping whatever Sweeney pushes through the Senate doesn't backfire. So, I have two things to talk about. Twinkies are back.
Wee.
Another company bought them. So, governor, as soon as they're in production,
is that why his armband is off now?
Yes. I'm going to get the governor the first box that come off the line, and we're going
to
autograph it, Gun for Hire Radio, and we're sending it. But the other thing is, I don't know how I got in this mailing list, but I got the Nordstrom Men's Shop catalog.
How did you get that?
And I was fanning through it, and I and I know the governor. He likes to go down to Jersey Shore a lot.
Yeah.
So I ordered him a pair of capri pants.
Oh.
Big and tall capri pants for him to wear when he's down the shore now. So everyone picture.
How about that clingy nylon shirt,
no,
too?
Everyone he wears that when he had the ice cream cone.
With the ice cream cone.
Everybody who close their eyes right now and take a visual of Governor Christie with capri pants on walking down a boardwalk with an ice cream cone in his hand, okay?
Oh,
so I've extended the olive branch. While we're on the subject of, you know, large people, Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Michael Moore the Hutt.
Michael Moore story, yes.
Okay.
Jabba the Hutt, yeah.
Michael Moore the Hutt, this son of a bitch grandstanding, what? Dancing in the blood of these 20 kids that were massacred by an evil man.
Yes.
This is his response.
Yes.
In an article, and he blogged this and put in an article, that he wants the police to publish color photos in graphic detail of the massacre of these 25 and 6-year-old kids.
Unbelievable.
He wants the American citizens to see it because he says that will be the final stroke to take down the NRA.
Oh, the NRA is so vicious. Yeah, they all believe that the NRA is they call it the gun lobby, right? I mean, that started back a long time ago by the left. And nobody really understands that the NSSF is the people who represent the gun manufacturers, and the NRA is the only one who teaches
firearm safety and responsibility.
Yeah.
But this son of a bitch now is catching heat from the parents. And the Sandy Hook tragedy parents are saying, leave us alone, and you are not going to publish. What if we publish pictures of him wearing his banana hammock?
Oh, no, dude, no. Seriously.
Okay? You know. From the Coneheads, must consume mass quantities. Listen, I can say that fat son of a bitchin' liberal, you know, he's just jealous because Rachel Maddow got a bigger... than him. Okay.
Yeah, I saw her on the show the other day, and it looks I could see her Adam's apple.
Right, you saw the Adam's apple going up and down?
Yeah,
that's a scary thing.
Scary thing.
But Michael Moore he was always on my shit list. But now, I'll tell you what, I would love to have, if I ever ran into him in an airport, I would slap him in the back of the head. Wouldn't you? I would love to slap him and knock his hat and his glasses
he's such
off.
A schmuck.
You know?
Unbelievable.
I did hear, though, when you walk past him, he smells like bacon. Okay?
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's unfortunately, you know, you can't associate good with bad, though. That's
so Governor Christie's teal capri pants are on order.
I like that.
We're waiting for, I should order them the same color as the Twinkie. He should order the gold and the white
and
shirt.
The white.
So he could look like
great.
The cake and the
a
cream.
A giant Twinkie. Yes. Would be good. And he can have his ice cream cone.
Chris Christie just went at it with, what's her name, Sheila Oliver. Because he was getting shit in school about school systems
Patterson.
And vouchers.
Yeah.
And he called her an African-American. There was no reason to bring race up anyway, but I know he's emotional about it. But Sheila Oliver is supposed to be the champion of the people, and she's jamming all of these bills while she's ramming through the gun bills.
Yep.
So it's all about an agenda. So even you non-gun people, if you're listening to Gunfire Radio, you really need to spread the word. We need to wake up in New Jersey and take our state back.
It's about
time. We don't have to worry federally. Our president's golfing.
Yeah,
you know?
It's pretty
not like we have any problems there.
So
exactly.
You know, I had to step over the bodies again coming in here today.
And we have a new Pope. Pope, don't call me Francis. Okay. What?
I like that. Pope, don't call me Francis.
Don't call me Francis. He's supposed to be a very...
And he's not wearing red shoes.
No, he has to. He will put them on.
Yeah,
he's a modest guy. Own apartment, cook for his meals. He gave away the Cardinal House in Argentina and for the poor because he's a big champion of the poor.
I think the guy might be a socialist. I'm not sure yet. But
well, he's 76 years old. He can't do much damage.
Right.
That's why they
elect Pope these 76 years old.
Exactly. Man. They didn't elect someone in their 50s.
Right.
But, you know,
you should be Pope.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
You imagine?
You'd look good with a hat. And everything, the Pope Mobile.
That stuff has a slimming effect, right?
It does.
The Pope Mobile is having modifications done to it now because he's of Mexican descent. I'll discuss that some other day.
Oh, no.
No,
do
bye.
Not.
Bye.
Go there.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
F him.
Yes.
Okay, and the whole socialist agenda, Obamacare is going to kill us.
Yep, already is.
It's killing us with the taxes and everything. Yeah. The words you're going to hear now are 25 and 49. People can't work more than 25 hours, and you can't have more than 49 employees.
Right.
Fast food restaurants are corroborating with each other. Wendy's is hiring someone for 24 hours, and then McDonald's the other 24 hours, so they don't have to offer them benefits.
Man.
Companies that were going to expand are not bringing in more than 49 people.
No. Okay? Why could you? Why should you? Especially here in the state of New Jersey.
So don't let capitalism and business dictate the growth of our country. Yeah. Let our government, because everything our government runs so efficient.
Oh, of course.
Post office.
Of course.
Motor vehicle. right. Let's talk about that. You know why they don't allow guns in a post office? I went in one day to buy a roll of stamps. I was second in line, and the postal woman and another postal woman and the girl that was a customer talked for 14, 15, 16 minutes, had a personal conversation with no sense of urgency. No sense of urgency, because that's why they don't allow guns in a post office.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Okay, because you can work at that
unless you're a postal
level.
Worker.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's different. Yeah. But atrocious. So, yeah, the government's going to administer our health care, and it's going to be more efficient and more profitable.
Yeah. I just had a meeting last week, and the Mayo Clinic is now suspending all of their research programs because of Obamacare, because they just can't keep it. So there goes, that's the Mayo Clinic.
You know, I'm going to talk about, I'm so tired of the backwards laws. You know, they're passing more gun laws. Here's a perfect one. This case is over. A Linden man who pleaded guilty to selling two assault rifles and a revolver, this would be called gun trafficking, by the way.
Yeah, in any other place.
Was sentenced to 5 years in prison, and Daquan Duke Wells, 31 years old, must serve at least 3 years before becoming eligible for parole.
Gun trafficking.
In a statement by attorney Jeff Chisea. This is we're going to take guns off the street,
yeah,
AG, right?
Right.
How do you, as the chief law enforcement officer in a state, agree to give a gun trafficker 3 years in prison? Son of a bitch, there's something wrong. I get 3.5 years for stopping at 7-Eleven on my way to the range with no criminal intent.
Absolutely.
And you're telling me that this guy is trafficking guns. Where are these guns going to end up? These are the guns that are going to end up
killing
people.
These are the guns that he says he wants to get off the street, so he gets these phony gun buyback programs all organized all over the state.
Okay, because he pleaded guilty and not guilty, they reduced the charges. They gave him 5 years.
That's
he
ridiculous.
Has to do 3 years before he's eligible for parole. He delivered the guns to an undercover state police officer. Three guns that would have been sold on the street.
He should be charged just for stupidity.
Wait, in 2009, he was shot by a police officer when he was raided in a business that was selling drugs. So he's no choir boy here, okay? And this is only the second time he got caught. One of the guns was a MAC-10, which is, that's the evil guns that they're always going after. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I can't have a MAC-10 or 11 in this state, but this shitbag can get caught.
He's got plenty of them.
2 years in jail. I wonder what his time served is right now. He's probably waiting 2 years.
Yeah, probably 2 years.
Wait, when was the date?
Right.
When was the date? I don't see the date here, but because it's December 31st. All right. But this son of a bitch is probably out on the street already.
Absolutely.
And what's he going to do? He's going to become a dentist now that he's out on the street?
Yeah, sure. An accountant.
So this is what we deal with, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get angry about this. When we go to the state house and our assembly is passing 22 more gun laws against us law-abiding citizens, mm-hmm. and I said in my speech, listen to us, not the criminals, that is what I'm referring to.
Exactly.
Okay, 3 years in prison for... He was caught with three guns illegally in his possession, Sandy, that are illegal in the state of New Jersey,
yes.
and gun trafficking.
And trafficking.
And our AG, who's the champion of fighting gun crime, this is what he settles for. As taxpayers, as law-abiding citizens, we should be infuriated by this.
Right.
That guy should be in jail. He should die in jail.
Exactly.
Okay? He should die in jail to send a message for the next person. 3 years in jail. Son of a
bitch.
But
it proves a point that we make all the time, that we are not... this state, especially this state, doesn't really care about criminal justice. Gun control is 99.9% about control.
Yep.
Has nothing to do with
guns. Look
at
King Mike.
Exactly right.
All right.
There's another ridiculous
story. He's going to file appeal. The Superior Court judge in New York said you can't ban big gulps. He is not happy, and he's going to file an appeal and waste millions of dollars of taxpayer money to shove a law up their ass that they don't want.
Right. That everybody complains about.
Okay.
But let me tell you something. They all elected him. The whole stop and frisk thing. Only when it begins to affect them, meaning the people who elected him, does it really?
You mean the glitterati?
Yes, the glitterati and the left leaning socialists.
What about this woman, a social worker in New York?
Oh, yeah,
she got locked up.
She got locked up just for saying in front of one of the jackbooted thugs that they should do away with the stop and frisk laws.
She's
so
a social worker,
ass up.
Which means she's an ACLU member, and she ain't no gun owner, most likely.
Right, correct.
She like heckled them. She walked past a couple of these jackbooted NYPD cops and says, "I can't believe we do the stop and frisk. It's unconstitutional." They locked their ass up.
Well, you're not allowed to say anything about the Constitution. Look at the woman down in Newfield who was arrested for quoting the Constitution.
Jewish woman quoted the Constitution. Someone said that she threatened them with a gun. This is alleged. The cops went to her house without a warrant. They took her guns out of her house and they locked her up.
Now, this is an Orthodox Jew who is really, it all stemmed from the fact that they had a revaluation, I guess they call it, right, of taxes.
Yes, taxes.
And they sent somebody in from a private company. This person had absolutely nothing to do with any kind of authority. It was a private company, private contractor.
And her religion does not allow
her to be in a home with a man by herself without her husband being there.
Correct.
She explained this to them. They were going to force their way in anyway. This is happening all over the country.
Yes. Yes. They're like Scott Bock says, they're slowly chipping mm-hmm. our rights away.
Yes, they are.
1 centimeter at a time. Like you say, like slicing the pastrami. I like pastrami. Slicing the pastrami.
Pastrami. Okay.
Slicing the salami gives me agita. Pastrami, okay. I like.
Oh, that's good.
So
that's
you're absolutely right. So they're going to force their way into her house. You know what's funny? If she was Muslim, it would have been acceptable that they wouldn't have gone in the house if that was the Muslim
law.
Because we have to be overly sensitive to that minority group or religious group. But the Jews, they've been here a long time, so we could do whatever the hell we want to them because they're really not a minority. That's how it's looked upon,
That's exactly how it's looked upon.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Correct. And it's bullshit.
Exactly right. And for a person who really just voiced her opinion and said that this is unconstitutional, cited the Constitution, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
You can't say the Constitution, they want to get rid of it.
Yes. And we are labeled right-wing extremists now.
Yes.
And maybe that's why the federal government just for Homeland Security just purchased 1.6 billion with a B rounds of ammunition.
It's 100 years of ammunition.
Yes.
For Department of Homeland Security.
Right. And if you were to take the Iraq war at its absolute height and the amount of ammunition they were using every single day and just extrapolate those numbers, you could wage war now. Department of Homeland Security could wage war against who? I don't know, maybe the citizens of the United States, since we don't fight foreign wars with Homeland Security, for 24 years at that same level.
Yes.
24 years.
24 years.
But we can't get 9 mil.
Correct.
And that maybe that's why we
You know what, Sandy, this Jewish woman down in Newfield, I feel for her. Anybody that voices their concern, I feel for. But you're absolutely right. It's about control. Last week, North Bergen passed an ordinance that is going to ban smoking in Township Park. parks.
Oh, because it's across the across the river from the great metropolis of
Bloomberg. So I can't go into a park. You know, and most smokers today, unless you're a 19-year-old punk, most smokers are respectful. Right. I smoke cigars. When I go to the Virgin Islands or something, I sit 800 yards away from anybody. And then invariably, there's always assholes sitting next to me. You know what I mean? It's like, son of a bitch. But, you know, it's all about control.
Yes,
we can't smoke in the parks anymore either. When will it stop, people? When will everybody wake up and say, we want it back the way it was? I want my freedom.
It's coming. It's coming, man. It's reaching a boiling point. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knapp has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
How come it's always just a few telling everybody else what to do?
Yes, it is. Just a few telling everybody else what to do.
I would take Feinstein's plane away and give her a broom.
She should have a broom. It'd be maybe save the taxpayers some money. There's no more tours at the White House now because $74,000.
But we send millions to Egypt.
Seriously, $74,000 a week to run free tours?
Yeah, Secret Service.
Oh, Secret Service.
Secret Service. Because they don't want a guy like me and you slipping in and scratching our name on the Kennedy desk or something. You know me, I'm going right for the basement because there's Cuban cigars in that humidor, in JFK's humidor.
Yes.
Because he had before he passed the embargo, he sent his people out to buy every Cuban cigar they could find. They went as far as New York City to Davidoff and bought all the cigars.
Wow.
Yeah, I that's where I'm going. Nat Sherman, they're all downstairs. There's a humidor in the White House, and it's full of Cuban stuff.
Really?
It'd be all mine, yeah.
Oh,
somebody else would be
How long do cigars last? They last
forever,
long,
properly
really?
Unified. If they touch each other, the flavors start to marry, so you need to rotate them and smoke them often. So I could help the White House with that. just saying.
Just saying. Yeah,
now,
send them a note.
While we're talking about the White House, right across the street, the NRA. NRA Board of Directors,
yes.
Recommendations by Gun for Hire and Gun for Hire Radio. Tom King from New York. Joel Friedman from California. Lance Olson from, started with an O.
From?
It wasn't Ohio.
Wasn't Ohio.
What's the other one?
Oregon?
No.
No? Are we going to go through the O states now?
Lance Olson from the United States.
Yes.
James Porter from Alabama and Sandy Froman from Arizona.
Arizona
where the Giffords husband, the astronaut, bought an AR-15.
Surprise, surprise. But
hypocrite.
No.
Hypocrite.
He was just trying out to see how easy it would be to buy this assault rifle.
And he bought a 1911 45.
He's never bought a gun before.
Yeah. And he bought a 1911 and he got caught. And now he says he was going to donate it to the police afterwards.
Yeah. Isn't that gun trafficking also?
Yes.
Straw purchase maybe?
Another hypocrite. So while we were talking about the NRA, If you're an NRA member or an NJ2AS member or a listener to Gun for Hire Radio and you want to support us, Waldorf Chiropractic in Bridgewater, New Jersey, waldorfchiro.com, Dr. Eric, he's the best. He's a sponsor. He was here yesterday. I missed him. I was in a meeting. I couldn't see him. My wife said he was here. Let me tell you something. Eric is a great guy.
Yes,
and
he
if
is.
You're going to a chiropractor or a family or friend is going to a chiropractor, stop and go to a pro-gun chiropractor. He's an NRA instructor. When he adjusts me and Charlie and the guys, he knows what hurts, what doesn't hurt, like when, you know, to help tune us up. You definitely want to check him out. So please visit him. Listen, just go on his website today, Waldorf Chiro, or go on his Facebook page, Waldorf Chiro. Thank him. Okay,
yes.
And other people on your wall in Facebook will see it and maybe post that they should support him because, you know, from the Bridgewater area, if he has people coming into his clinic from the, you know, his office from the 20-mile radius, it's going to help out. And we want him to continue to be a sponsor.
Right.
And we need
He's
sponsors.
Helping us fight
you understand?
The 2A fight.
This shit don't happen by free, you know.
Yep.
Every time Sandy comes in here, I got to feed him. And he's a vegan, gluten-free, vegetarian, peanut allergy, celiac.
You know.
He had
an all-meat pizza.
He had an all-meat pizza. He did actually. So please support Waldorf Chiro. We would really appreciate it. That's how you want to send the support. I mean, I love that you guys all send me this cash in an envelope and stuff all
the
time.
That helps also.
Oh, shit. Sandy's listening.
You know what we ought to do?
Anyway, I would say, how about those mess?
You can support us by sending just tie a $100 bill to a box of 9mm
ammo
and send it in. And like Soupy Sales. Remember Soupy Sales?
Because I'm collecting money right now. I'm going to buy myself a 3D printer.
Are you to print
guns and
firearms?
Magazines?
Yes, of course. Why not?
Is it unbelievable? Did you read these articles that are coming out?
Well, let me tell you. That's the group. You know what I do during my daytime job.
Yeah, you plot world domination.
Yes, that's very true.
On a Ouija board.
On a Ouija board.
And, I use a magic eight ball.
It's really kind of cool. I've been aware of this kind of stuff for a while now, and they're talking about what's new. Really, 3D is kind of old now. This is how fast technology is going.
Correct.
And they're talking about, you know, 4D is the big thing now, where you're printing stuff that actually makes itself. But this is going to have regulators spinning,
going crazy,
spinning, because how do you stop? They cannot keep up with technology. We've reached a point that scientists will call singularity, where technology starts moving faster now than it's ever been moving in history. So what used to take, say, you know, 100 years in order to come about is now happening in less than a decade.
Like the destruction of our country.
Correct. There we go. Yes. Yeah.
It took the Romans 5,000. U.S. ain't going to make 400 years.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, it's sad.
We're in the era of entitlement. If you have time, ladies and gentlemen, read The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire.
Oh, yeah.
About halfway through, you're going to be like,
wait a minute.
That seems familiar. And just before the Russians' demise, there was barbarians at the gate, and they were Muslim.
You can't say Muslim.
Oh, I'm sorry. Muslim.
You can't say that.
What
no.
can I say?
You can't say extremists. It's all been taken out of the policy manuals in the federal government now. Don't
you
know
that?
Yeah,
well, they're not taking it out of me. Listen, can I 3D print like a date? Like to a wedding?
No.
Oh, they working
not
on
yet.
That?
Yeah. So, well, you could, but you can't also take that date that you have all the time. You know, the inflatable one?
I don't have one of those.
Oh,
I'm too heavy for an inflatable one. Listen, I need foam, solid core foam. Listen, so
okay.
You're saying a bunch
That's
of us.
A visual we can't get out of our brain.
A bunch of us could go out and buy a 3D printer. And we could print our own guns and
yes,
magazines.
Yes, we could. Yes, we could.
And the shit works. I watched videos.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely works. I've seen
the
it
initial
up close
ones
and personal.
Fired a couple hundred rounds and then they failed or something.
Yeah,
but they
these now. No, they're good. Yeah, they just increased the polymer content.
Yeah. Go ahead, big brother. Ban whatever you want. Just make sure I have one of them jammies in my basement. And I don't need nothing anymore, okay?
And you can get a 3D printer now for about $6,000. And pretty soon they're going to be even cheaper.
Listen, once the people that own all our money in debt, once they start bootlegging them, you'll be able to buy them on the street. You know the guy that sells the movies and the umbrellas and shit? He'll have three, and the pretzels that are burnt outside frozen in the center.
Frozen in
right
the center,
next
yeah.
to that guy, the guy that sells the headscarves with the 9/11 memorial.
You realize
on it.
That people in the Midwest right now have,
they have
no idea
what we're talking about. Well, you've all seen.
Come to New York, you'll
you've
see.
All seen.
And the chestnut guy.
You've all seen like
with
middle,
the dirty gloves.
Middle Eastern bazaars where they
yes,
where they sell
yes,
stuff.
Very good.
Just
very
imagine
good
that
analogy.
Scattered around New York, but dirtier.
Yeah, with scabies.
Okay.
Bon appetit.
We got a guy that sells food. It's like a shish kebab. I affectionately call it cat on a stick. Okay, right?
We got. You ever notice there are no varmints in that neighborhood?
No, and a guy's got like dirty gloves on, fingerless gloves.
Fingerless gloves, yeah, sure.
Scabies. I love it. You have to stop at the inoculation clinic
before
eat
you
that
go
food.
There. Yes, absolutely.
And then you got the guy that says pretzels. What are the pretzels in New York now? About $40 a piece? And they're guaranteed charcoal, disgusting, taste like propane on the outside, and frozen solid frozen like a soft. Baby's teething ring on the inside.
It's very true. When we come back, we're going to actually be talking about gun stuff. I hope.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, The Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area. With over 300 handguns in stock, you'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
The Second Amendment, it is absurd. People do not have the right to unregulated rights in this country.
Unregulated rights. Thank you, Reverend. That's very nice.
What?
Nothing.
What happened?
The door is creaking again.
I have a doctor's note for my guest.
I see that, yes.
Okay. I have a doctor's note that says...
Let's move on.
I have a doctor's note from when I got the colonoscopy. He's a student of ours here. He wrote on his note that...
You're allowed?
No, that Anthony is not full of shit and his head is not up his ass. He wrote it on a prescription thing. So, I'm clear to go.
You're clear to go. Okay.
This segment is sponsored by Get Out Safe NJ, www.survivalequipmentnj.com, Facebook page Get Out Safe NJ. Frank DeMeo owns the place. It's
good
on
guy.
Route 10 in Whippany. Yep. We had a Gun for Hire event there that was a rousing event full of people. A lot of Gun for Hire listeners are buying stuff from Frank.
As they should.
I did a Refuse to Be a Victim class yesterday, and I had like 7 or 8 women in a class, and I said, do you have a bag in your car, like if traffic was to stop, like emergency blankets, some water? No. I said, here's Frank's car.
Yeah.
Two of them went up there the same day. They emailed me that night that he's making up bags for them. I'm like, you have to think about this stuff. Snowstorm or disaster.
Anything.
I tell everybody, I was in Sea Caucus when September 11th hit. I didn't get home till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
All right.
Exactly.
What do you have to eat? What do you have to drink? You don't have nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, have Frank make you up a bag for $99. Right. I mean, a good bag, a great bag for $300.
Yes.
Okay.
For you and your significant
He's coming up with
other?
That human dry rub for me and everything.
Wow,
so
I like that.
It's going to be in my bag.
Oh, yeah.
So get human out jerky. Safe NJ in Whippany, New Jersey. And it's survivalequipmentnj.com. Another vendor that even if you're not buying anything, cheap bastards, if you're not buying anything, you should send them an email or a thank you note or post on Facebook or cut and paste his link on Facebook. Let your friends and family see it. You know, if everybody shows 10 people, look what we're going to have. There'll be millions of people out there that we're touching. And we need to support our vendors. If I lose our supporters, we're not going to do the show anymore, bitches. Okay?
We can't. I mean, we can't. They're the people who make it real.
I'm not going to do the show anymore. Even if we could, I'm not doing it. How's that?
Right. Well,
what do you
think? Don't get done for free. So, you know, that's the way it is. Just the stuff
now,
costs money.
Down in beautiful Mount Holly, New Jersey.
Mount Holly.
We had a home invasion.
No, say it's not so.
Yes.
When just in the same county, we just had a gun buyback program that was one of the most successful gun buyback programs.
Thousands of guns they bought
back. And street sweepers, too. I was wondering why they had street cleaners there. But
street cleaners. And the guys, both of the guys had guns and brass knuckles.
Wow.
Okay.
No.
And of course, the police officer, the police chief believes the family was targeted. Of course they were targeted. They have nice shit.
You think? Yeah.
And by the way, the reporters and the police chiefs used home invasion. As Detective Mack told us, there's no statute for home invasion. This would be an aggressive robbery, chief.
Yes.
At least the chief didn't say it looks like it's an isolated incident and no need to worry.
Like the Wayne police chiefs do? Yeah.
But of course, it's an isolated incident for that family.
Yes.
Not for everyone
not
else
for
that
everybody
lives
else
in
on the block.
Holly. Dumb. You know, a lot of you guys don't know, but Knapp had mentioned something previous on the show that there is a bill that passed in New Jersey that said if smart gun technology ever becomes available, we have to use it, and it will negate all other handguns, basically. And I got this article. Where did I get this article from? The Free Patriot. And it says, New Jersey residents, meet the end of your local gun store. Because this company in Germany called Armatex, A-R-M-A-T-I-X, Armatex, is now making a smart gun that you have to wear the watch.
Oh, so if you don't have your watch on, you're screwed. The gun doesn't work.
If you wear the watch, it'll fire. Otherwise, it won't fire, okay?
Or if there's interference for the RFID chip that's in it, right?
And somebody wrote in the column on the bottom, they wrote, behold, the Ford Pinto of firearms.
Yes, coming to a gun shop near you. And if that ever happens, that's the only gun you'll be able to have.
So in the middle of the night, if your alarm goes off, you have to slip on your wristwatch before you
rub it.
Otherwise, you got to wear it all the time.
Dude, I am so out of here. I am like...
What if they pass that?
Oh, I am so out of here. I am on the cusp right now, and you should hear my wife. Oh, it's even worse.
Smart gun.
Smart.
You imagine a smart gun?
No.
How about this? How about in, was it Utah? Teachers got the permission
South
to
Dakota.
Carry guns. And Utah.
Oh, yes. Always. Utah has always been.
Yeah. More and more states are, of course, not our state,
no,
but more and more states, head and ass states aren't. Jeff Shisaia, we're lowering crime by taking guns away from the law-abiding citizens because the shitbags won't have anything to steal.
16 inoperable shotguns. They'll never be able to kill anyone.
The shitbags will have less to steal if we take all the good stuff from the law-abiding citizens.
Exactly right. Yeah, they're not going to steal it from
anyone
else.
Maybe that's the angle they've been playing all this time. If they break us into destitute, there's nothing for us to be robbed of. And that would show a lowering of crime. Rates.
Nothing good to steal.
Seriously. Think about it.
It's really a good plan. I like that.
Break us financially into ruin, and then there's nothing for us to steal.
Wow. Don't give him any ideas, man.
I want to start judging judges.
You should judge judges. You're right. Let them have to sit with who they let out.
So South Dakota, a bill went into law, Representative Scott Craig picked this first. And he said rural districts do not have the money to hire full-time law enforcement or security officers. So teachers and volunteers have gone through all the respective background checks to be working with kids, psychological checks and everything. If they apply for a carry permit in South Dakota, just like Utah, they can carry a gun in school concealed.
And it's going to be probably one of the safest, like Utah is, the safest schools. There's never been a shooting incident in a Utah school.
But
surprise, surprise.
But I thought it was, you have less of a chance of having a mass shooting if you have that sign protecting you.
The
that
sign
says
is great.
It's a gun-free
sure,
zone.
Sure, it worked well. It worked well in Aurora. It worked well in Sandy Hook. Yeah, it worked. Oh, it was great.
I just want a big F you out there to King Mike Bloomberg for
yes.
losing the soda thing. I know we spoke about it.
Yes.
F you, Mike.
Yes.
F you, Mike.
But unfortunately,
just wanted to get that out there.
Look at what's going on now in Michigan where they had a kid, they confiscated a kid's cupcakes because it had a toy soldier on top.
Sandy, I'm infuriated by that. By the way, that was first broadcast all over the internet by, Ainsley would say, MSDNC.
MSDNC.
Instead of MSNBC, the Democratic National Committee.
Yeah.
I mean, for you guys out there, when you come back, I want to talk toy soldiers.
Toy soldiers.
Don't go away, toy soldiers.
Well,
anybody got any cake? He said cupcake.
He said cupcake. Somebody said Twinkie.
When things get real rough and push comes to shove, strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And just make sure it's the real original Lipstick Bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it. Lipstickbodyguard.com.
Yeah, I saw one for sale. It said Lapstick Bodyguard.
Lapstick, yeah. So, you see, everybody gets a little ticked off thinking that the school systems here are just lost their minds.
They have.
Confiscating little toy soldiers and stuff. But this is actually some part of Eric Holder's deal. Let's make it so bad. You know, we have to brainwash the kids. So when you make a paper gun or a finger gun or something like that, just to show them how bad guns are, that they'll never want to be, if they're even shown the real one, they'll freak out.
This kid's mother and the kid made cupcakes, like a green motif for the Army. And for all of you guys out there and girls and parents, you've all seen the little green army men that you usually buy in a five and dime or a drugstore.
In a bag.
When you're going to visit your kid or a nephew, it's a last minute gift to grab. We played with these for countless hours.
Oh, my goodness.
The things are no more than an inch and a quarter tall. And they have little molded guns and handguns and bazookas on them and stuff. And the kid put one on the top of each cupcake, like as a little novelty giveaway and to keep the army motif. And they sent the cupcakes back home. I would take the teacher and the principal and smash them
just
in their face, the whole tray in their face, because you intolerant bastards.
Right?
I mean, seriously, this is what we have to worry about. Because you know what it is? It's this whole thing of demasculating men, too, in our country, right?
Yeah.
Making us look like boobs. It's the whole social progressive movement.
Sure.
Every TV show has to show us like we're jackasses, where the women are smarter than us and the kids. And the kids grow up thinking that. You know what I mean?
Kids grow up to be like that parent who called the police because his son wasn't even at the Boy Scout shoot.
Correct.
Because there were guns there.
Correct.
You know, this is what we're raising.
Yes.
I can guarantee you, I can almost peg the age group.
Oh, without a doubt. And these were, anyway.
We better leave it there because we're
I got to leave it alone because,
now.
I mean, seriously, the little army men on cupcakes, I mean, I really don't know what to say, you know.
Well, you know, we're allowing it to happen, and it's the indoctrination in the, of the school children, the indoctrination to like Eric Holder says, to brainwash every day, to brainwash people into thinking dramatically different about guns.
I was rolling a blunt earlier. Did we go over the pedestrian social worker that was arrested for stop and frisk?
Yes, we did.
Well, you sure?
Yes, we did.
Because I don't remember. Yeah. You know what it was? Twinkies and cupcakes just threw me right off.
I did. What'd you get, like a contact sugar high?
I'm having a problem. So this guy, this was in the Truth About Guns. This guy was on MSDNC. Senator John Morse of Colorado was on with Rachel the Schlong Maddow.
John Holmes got nothing on her. Huh? There's a blast from the past.
Rachel the Schlong Maddow had John Morse on. John Morse, this jacket. All right. John Morse, who's a politician in Colorado, okay? This is what he says. Talking on the Rachel Maddow show, Senator John Morse of Colorado stated that his approach to constituents who are trying to contact him about current gun control legislation and the advice he's giving his fellow senators is to ignore them.
Ignore the people.
Okay? That, rather than to have a conversation and debate your opinion with the people who you represent, you should ignore them and do what you need to do.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And now his constituents are trying to recall them, which hardly ever happens. We try to recall Che Menendez, too, and that never happens once they're in.
Exactly.
Public masters. You hear me say it all the time. They're not public servants anymore, and they're protected by the fourth estate, which is the media.
Correct.
And we have state and government-run media now. Nobody's calling it that yet, but we know what it is. But this son of a bitch, he ignores the emails and calls, and now they're going to try to recall him. You know what? You got to vote him out. The problem is the entitlement people outnumber us, he ain't going 51% nowhere.
51% now are taking some sort of check or benefit from the government.
He will get reelected.
We're screwed.
He will get reelected. We talked about the Orthodox Jewish woman. You know, Sandy, when I teach Orthodox Jewish women, as NRA instructors, we have to ask permission to touch someone and specify a body part, and they'll tell me no. So I use a red man gun to demonstrate, and I respect their religious wishes.
Right, sure.
And I would do the same thing if I was teaching a Muslim woman, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can understand her feeling, and I can't understand how the tax evaluation company couldn't understand it. Now, they said she allegedly threatened somebody with a gun, which I kind of find hard to believe.
That an Orthodox Jew would threaten somebody's life.
If anybody knows her and she wants to come on the show, I'd love to have her on the show.
Yeah, that would be
great. I mean, what do you think?
I think it would be wonderful to speak to her.
I got to talk to you. I got a couple of things in here. I just can't find it, which is really bad. Is that bad?
It could be bad.
Oh, Marlboro, New Jersey. Okay? Marlboro, New Jersey, after Newtown, was the first town that said they were going to put armed officers in a school.
Yeah.
Just like the cupcake thing and the guy who called us up on the scouts, there's a couple of citizens.
Oh.
Okay? Okay,
Sarah Heiser says
it creates a bad atmosphere.
Oh.
Whose daughter attends the high school.
She says
it creates an atmosphere of fear.
Really?
Because there's an armed officer there. Oh. You dumb some
so
bitch.
When you walk into a police station, are you frightened? When you walk into a bank that has a security guard in it, are you frightened? The armored car company that pulls up in front of the Walmart as you're going in to go get grape soda, are you frightened?
So they're having all these forum discussions in Marlboro. There's 40,000 people in Marlboro. And we have other other towns.
40,000 people and one conservative Republican.
Yep. Belleville is the only Essex County district run by Mac and Joe that they're arming off-duty officers. Fort Lee is the only one in Bergen County right now. So my guys are taking care of Belleville. They took care of it already. But most of the parents say they feel better that their kids are going to school that way. These liberals that live in Marlboro say they feel uncomfortable with the presence of guns in their school because they would feel more comfortable if one of the, psychopaths
came in
went in and killed the kids. Correct.
Their kids. Yeah, sure.
That would be better, right? That would be better. I got a couple of things here. This one's from Jim Quinn. Your show is great. Anthony, I think New Jersey will let you carry your tomahawk without a problem, but I think you might have a problem with scalping people.
Yes.
All right. This one's funny now, Sandy. He says, can you change up the lipstick bodyguard commercial? I used to cheer for Katie, but now I cheer for the shitbag. Because week after week, she keeps getting molested. Keep up the great work, John Quinn.
Katie's not bright, apparently. Yes.
Katie's not bright, John, so I'm sorry.
Sorry, John. We're sorry.
I got one from Charlie in Massachusetts, okay?
Yes.
And Charlie says, always a pleasure to hear the show. Got a couple of questions and comments. The bumper music with the lyrics, how come it's always just a few telling everybody else what to do? It can't be, but it sounds like Joe Walsh. Love it. Who is it? I don't know. It's you, right?
That's all part of a soon-to-be-released album by Memphis recording star Jerry Alvin Dean, written by a Jersey boy, Jeff Saxton, and produced by two other Jersey boys, John Allen and Richard Berardi. And we do thank those producers for giving us access to the songs way before they're released. Good stuff, isn't it?
He also commented on Sharpton's soundbite about unregulated rights. What if that applied to the First Amendment? Is he saying we need to regulate free speech in the press? That could parlay right into a national religion, too. I can't believe how kneaded up that guy is. What I can believe is I just don't want to. Keep up the fight and great show. I wasted 2 hours this week. Listen twice. Take that, Sandy. Thank you, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie, Charlie, Charlie. Get a life.
Liberty reaching out to the world. Her flags of freedom on fur.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's Urban Defense Institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun. Just walk out on the balcony and fire two blasts outside the house.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Vice President of the United States.
Telling you to commit a felony.
That's great.
This segment is sponsored by New Jersey Second Amendment Society. NJ2AS.com, Facebook page, New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Excuse me. The New Jersey Second Amendment Society, in conjunction with the Women of the Last Civil Right, will be conducting a press conference and reception on the topic of the rights protected by the Second Amendment and how they are not only compatible with, but also critically important to faith, family, and freedom in our communities and neighborhoods. This is intended as an outreach to women, veterans, and members of urban communities. It is an opportunity to learn why the rights protected by the Second Amendment are essential to life, love, and liberty. Info for that is on the NJ2AS website, also on the Facebook page. Number two, Anthony Mills is running for assembly in District 33, which is Jersey City area. Anthony's a great guy. He comes to Gun for Hire all the time with his girlfriend. He's a big NJ2S supporter. He's been at Trenton every day, including for the votes. We're trying to get pro-2A candidates, Democratic and Republican, to run. He can't get enough petition signatures. He needs 100. They have to be in his district. And he doesn't know anybody in his district. So he's standing on the street cold calling, you know? Listen, our listeners, anybody you know that's in 33, our friends, our family, we need to get this done. There's a couple other people
running for political office. Jersey City, Hoboken, Bayonne.
Correct.
Okay.
So let's go. We need to support Anthony Mills. He has a Facebook page and everything, Anthony Mills for Assembly. It's on the Second Amendment Society website.
We have to get rid of the garbage. We've got to take them out and put our own people in here, and maybe then we'll have a shot at changing some of this nonsense.
Correct. Now, number three, the next NJ2S meeting is coming up March 28th at the South Jersey Shooting Club in Winslow. Senate candidate and Atlantic County Sheriff John Bowles will be the principal speaker. You don't want to miss the question and answer session. Let's find out just how our New Jersey sheriffs can help us in the battle to preserve the Constitution. $35 a year. New Jersey Second Amendment Society.com. Cheaper than a back waxing.
Absolutely.
You cheap bastard.
Please help us support and everybody from outside of New Jersey. What starts here doesn't stop here. It carries
on
across the country.
You see what we're doing. You see what Operation Establish Compliance, one town after another, is falling. People are getting their firearms ID cards and their permits issued so much faster now so that it can only be held up in the NICS approval. Because if you don't know how, NJ2AS.com, by the way, send $35 today or I'm going to break your hip.
Nice.
Okay. Listen, New Jersey is the only state out of 50 states that doesn't use the federal NICS check. The federal NICS check is open from like 8 in the morning to 11 at night, 7 days a week. And it's free. It's paid for with tax dollars. When they passed federal NICS, New Jersey said, that's nice, but we want to add to it.
Right.
So what we have to do
back
is we call, correct, we call the state police who gets the NICS check for us that has limited hours and not open weekends and holidays and charges $15.
Right, right.
And instead of an instant check, it's now taking 7 to 10 days for approval. Okay?
They fax it back, right?
And 49 states call in. New Jersey now, you fax it in.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay?
So we now fax the state police who then picks up the phone and calls NICS.
Correct.
And then gets it, fills out the form, and then faxes back to you.
And charges us $15 for it.
Yes. A right denied is a right...
Denied.
A right restricted is a right denied? Yeah, right delayed is a right denied.
A right delayed
is
a right...
Scott Box, you know?
Did Scott Box say that?
Yes, he did. He's quoting somebody.
You know, I keep going back to this Biden thing. We're teaching thousands of people here. Every month. I mean, it's phenomenal. And everybody's asking me about the advice from Biden because people don't know. And then they watch MSDNC with Rachel the Schlong Maddow or whatever. Or what's the other guy's name? Krista Pufta Matthews. You know, so they watch those.
You see, they moved the Ed Show. Huh? They took the Ed Show.
Piers Morgan now has 11 listeners.
11,
too.
Maybe 12. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm getting, and everybody gets this bad advice. He basically told you to commit a felony, whether you fire your gun arbitrarily out the window or you fire it through a door. And we teach training in here. And, you know, the last thing you want, Detective Mac always talks about layers of security. And, you know, we teach a lot of gun classes, but we also teach refuse to be victim and be prepared and a few other classes, use of deadly force. It's really about layers of security. It's really about preventing it from happening.
Right.
And I talk about this all the time. It's about getting the bad guy to rob your next door neighbor.
Right. Exactly.
As shitty as it sounds, you don't want to ever have to shoot at all. You especially don't want to shoot off of an effing balcony or through a closed door.
Yes.
Without checking who was on the other side. But if you have to shoot, it should have been the last resort because all of your other layers should have failed at that point.
Correct.
Because the bad guy could go, oh, she has an alarm, I'm not going there. Oh, cameras, I'm not going there.
Yep. Sticker bushes by the window.
Oh, look how well lit that house looks. I'm not going there.
Right.
Cars are locked in a garage. You know, this is what we want to make sure we do.
Sure.
So it's not only about the gun. And don't listen to that Delaware dum-dum.
The Delaware dum-dum.
Shoot through the door.
It is frightening. And it, like you say, most people don't know this. And they're taking his advice, and that's very serious. Speaking of training,
we posted about 80 new classes on the website.
Wow.
NRA instructor classes, inside, outside the home, defensive pistol, chief range safety officer, low light, no light, home invasion sims 1 and 2, handcuff, baton, and mace for security officers, urban carbine, ammo scarce. We got a full slew of reloading classes that you want to check out. Go on the Gun for Hire website. Also, Remember, Florida CCW is no longer good in Pennsylvania.
Correct.
We offer the Utah in 12 locations in New Jersey, and we deliver. If you have four or more people, we'll bring the training to you. It's classroom only. We're a full-service shop. We do the class, the applications, the fees, the application fee, the postage. We put it in an envelope, and we UPS them to Utah. You sit 4 hours in our class. 9 weeks later, you get your CCW permit.
Very nice.
One-stop shopping. Check us out. Visit gunforhire.com. Thank you for supporting Gun for Hire Radio. Please visit all of our sponsors. Go to the Gun for Hire Radio webpage and click featured sponsors. Send them all a thank you for supporting us and sticking their neck out. And maybe send an email or something to Henry Rifle and ask Anthony why he's not a sponsor of Gun for Hire Radio yet.
Yeah, they're complaining that their phone lines are lighting up.
Yeah, but maybe a few more phone calls wouldn't hurt.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Except for folks like you, Charlie, who wasted two. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. And for those of you interested in the music that we showcase on Gun for Hire Radio, you'll find the links directly on our website, gunforhireradio.com. And for those politicians out there who fracture our Constitution and make laws that are designed to strip our individual rights away, I've got news for you. On behalf of our 1 million-plus listeners, I say I will not comply.